Welcome to Devotions for Worship, where we meditate on the appointed scripture readings for the upcoming Sunday. I'm Pastor Eric Tritton from Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Hudson, Ohio. Thank you for being with me today. During the Advent and Christmas seasons, we will be looking at some of the hymns of the season on Saturday when we do our devotion. And I think that this might be a helpful devotional habit because the hymns we sing are expressions of faith, and they often teach us some important lessons. They are, in a sense, God's Word rearranged and set to music. I also think we don't look closely enough at what we sing. There are beautiful and inspiring biblical messages contained in the hymns. The hymn that we'll look at today is Comfort, Comfort, Ye My People. It's going to be the opening hymn at Gloria Day on Sunday. You can listen to it through a link on the website. Otherwise, I'm going to be looking at it at the copy in the Lutheran Service Book from Concordia Publishing House, where it's hymn number 347. The hymn begins, "Comfort, comfort ye, my people. Speak of peace, thus saith our God." It's kind of a funny phrase. It starts with a command, "Comfort, comfort ye." And who should we comfort? My people, says God. Now, does that sound a little bit familiar? Because it should. This hymn is a setting of Isaiah 40, our Old Testament lesson for this week. This hymn speaks to us of God's peace, comfort, and gladness, which are rooted in His forgiveness for our sins. It also calls us to repentance. Verse 3 says, "Hark, the herald's voice is crying in the desert, far and near, calling sinners to repentance, since the kingdom now is here." The kingdom of heaven has come. Salvation is won. How should we respond? We repent and we rejoice in our Savior. The hymn continues with this idea in verse 4. "Make ye straight what long was crooked, make the rougher places plain. Let your hearts be true and humble, as befits His holy reign." The hymn concludes with this line, "And all flesh shall see the token that God's word is never broken." What is this token the hymn writer speaks of? Well, on the one hand, we could say that it's the manger, that God has taken human flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory full of grace and truth. Another view might say that that the token is the cross, where the Son of God died to pay for our sins. Neither of these would really be wrong, but both answers are incomplete. In reality, the token is Jesus Himself. From incarnation to crucifixion, and from resurrection to triumphal return, Jesus is the Word that is never broken, the Word become flesh, the promise of our salvation realized in His body. It is in Him that we find our comfort, our peace, our reason for repentance, and our hope and joy as we wait for His return. For our prayer today, let's use the Collect for Peace from the Liturgy of Evening Prayer in the Lutheran Service Book from Concordia Publishing House. It can be found on page 251. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our memory verse for this week is 2 Peter 3, verse 13. We've been working on it through the week, and so let me just read it through once, and maybe we can repeat it once after that. But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. 2 Peter 3, 13. But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. 2 Peter 3, 13. Thank you so much for using Devotions for Worship. I pray that our time together has blessed you and given you something to meditate on, some reminder of God's grace to rattle around in your brain for the rest of the day. Before I go, I want to remind you that Advent is a good time to practice that old devotional habit of giving alms. Where can you show God's love to the poor, the hurting, or just someone who needs help? Can you give of yourself joyfully, prayerfully, and gratefully? I pray that you will see someone's need and that you'll be moved to help, even in just some small way. And would you do me a favor? If you got something out of this devotional time, would you like it and or share it on Facebook, Twitter, or wherever you do social media? That'd help me get the word out. Even just tell somebody about it. That's one of the best ways for people to learn about new podcasts and the like is through word of mouth. And hopefully that'll help these devotions be a blessing to others. Thanks again for being with me, and God bless you.